It's Marcus Williams, and the Calgary Comic Expo is right around the corner, and I got a chance to speak with one of the guests this year. He was Dwalin in the Hobbit series, as well as Dougal McKenzie in the new TV series Outlander. It's Graham McTavish. How's it going today, Graham?
Yes, very well. Very well, thanks. Yes.
Good. Busy day, I'm assuming?
Yes, reasonably. Yep. Yeah. Reasonably busy.
Awesome.
But I'm bearing up.
There you go. Actually, before I get started here, I have to say a quick thank you, because I just recently started seeing this girl, and her mother loves the show Outlander, so she's quite stoked that I'm doing this interview.
Great.
Yeah, so you're helping me get on her good side here.
Yes, I'm happy to help.
Thank you very much. So will this be your first time in Calgary?
Well, technically, I was there once in 1980 when my sister picked me up from the airport and then drove me to Vancouver. I used to live in Vancouver when I was a kid.
Oh, right.
And my sister still lived there, and most of my extended family lived there as well. So, I'm really looking forward to being back in the country.
Yeah.
Canada. I love it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, if you drive through Canmore and Banff, you'll have to let us know, and we can give you a little tour of the Bow Valley here.
Oh, right. It's beautiful. I went through there, a long time ago. But it's stunning.
It's incredible. Rivals Middle Earth, that's for sure.
That's right.
All right. And about The Hobbit, do you think when you got the job, did you think you would have a special connection to it, as you shared a birthday with Mr. Tolkien himself?
Oh, yes, that's right. I did feel that it would be a very special experience, absolutely. I knew that it would be a life-changing experience to commit yourself to something for such a long period of time. On the other side of the world, my family moved out there with me. We bought a house in New Zealand after filming was finished, and my family are still living there. I'm flying there tonight.
Oh, nice.
To go back to be with them, and it's certainly changed my life hugely.
Of course. Yeah.
And you were aware very much as well of the responsibility you had towards a very, very large group of fans.
Exactly.
You know, that Tolkien looms very large in the popular imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, coming off the success of something like Lord of the Rings, and the difference between that being that the guys in Rings, they'll tell you that they didn't know how it would be received. A lot of people thought it would just go straight to DVD. So the massive success of something like Lord of the Rings, when we came to do The Hobbit, we were very aware of that legacy.
Right, and how does it feel to be finished the whole filming process and have the third movie finally out?
Yeah, it's a mixed experience, definitely. You know, it was very, very sad the last day of filming. When they shouted, that's a picture wrap on Graham McTavish, I just burst into tears. And I know some other people did the same. Very, very emotional. But the nice thing about doing these conventions, though, is you get to keep that story going. You get to obviously meet the fans, but you also get to be with your fellow actors. It's quite unusual in this business, so it's never really going to end.
Right, thank God. Speaking of fellow actors, actually, someone who came to the Calgary Comic Expo last year, Jed Brophy. I had heard a fan rumor that Jed tried to steal some souvenirs or mementos off the set. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Yes, Jed, we were doing a scene in Smaug's lair, and Jed, who, of course, as a character, the character of Nori, is a thief, and he said to Peter Jackson, he said, I'm going to try and take some of these, and said, okay, if I don't see you do it, you can keep them, but I'll be watching. And Jed managed to take quite a lot of stuff. He just would stuff them in his boots whenever he could on this one particular day, and he came away with a nice little haul, which he shared with me. He was very, very gracious, and I think he just didn't have enough room in his boots, to be honest. But he handed some of it over, and Pete never saw it, and was nice enough to let him keep them.
Wow, nice. Truly fits his character there. What was your favorite and least favorite scene to kind of shoot in the Hobbit trilogy? I'm assuming the fish in the barrel and probably one of them.
Yeah, the fish was... You know, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that I had a scene that I really hated. There weren't any. There were some scenes that were more uncomfortable than others. Certainly having 400 pounds of fish dropped on your head.
400?
Yes, we calculated it. 400 pounds. Yep, that's how much was filling that barrel.
Wow.
It's enormous weight. Yeah. Well, you were essentially entombed in the barrel. Because originally we were only supposed to have the fish up to our chests.
Right.
In the inimitable fashion of Peter Jackson, he just said, no, you need more fish. And, you know, when Adam Brown went in there, he was the first one, he just disappeared.
Because he has a fear of fish, doesn't he, too?
Oh, yes. Phobic. Completely phobic. Yeah, which we only found out on the day.
Oh, no.
It is wonderful, really. But that was very uncomfortable. And my absolute favorite, though, was doing the barrels. I think that was all of our favorites, actually. We had such fun doing that.
It looks like fun.
Oh, it was like a fairground ride. You know, there was the actual getting ourselves to the shore of a real river in New Zealand. That was quite physically challenging. I don't think any of us expected to be doing that ourselves. We thought, you know, well, that's what we had stunt doubles for. But, oh no, Peter said, yep, okay, just go down there, we're ready to go, and let's shoot. So that was pretty hardcore.
Awesome.
The actual, they built a circular river in one of the studio areas, and we were being fired around by two V8 engines, 5,000 RPM, and so we were going around, I think it was like 120, 125 meters. We were going around in maybe 20 seconds, 25 seconds.
Wow.
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were moving.
Crazy. Right, so both your most recent projects, Outlander and The Hobbit, were really popular novels with a huge fan base before being adapted to film and TV. Do you like doing projects with a huge fan expectation?
I wish I could say it was all part of some incredible plan that I had, but it is genuinely a coincidence, and you know, it's also a coincidence that both of the characters' names begin with D and are only two syllables long. It's sort of one of those strange quirks of one's career, but I'm very happy to have done them. They both stand out as two of my most enjoyable experiences as an actor, and you know, thankfully Outlander is one that I'm continuing to enjoy, so
right.
Yeah, they've been great.
What character traits do you personally, Graham McTavish, share with Dwalin and Dougal McKenzie?
I guess, you know, I would say that there were aspects of my father particularly that I based Dwalin on, and certainly aspects of many men that I've known in Scotland that I based Dwalin on. That sort of direct, blunt, black and white, no nonsense, getting down to it kind of a guy. Myself, I'm a pretty loyal person. Certainly that would be the case with Dwalin, very loyal. With not so many similarities with Dougal. You know, I'm not really manipulative or all of that sort of thing. I'm not trying to get the Stuart monarchy restored. But I do. I have passions about things. I do feel passionate, and I guess if when push comes to shove, I can have a bit of a quick temper. Just not, you know, it takes a lot. But once somebody really pushes that button, then it's that's when the Dwalin comes out.
That's actually who do you think would win in if they had to battle, if they had to fight Dwalin versus Dougal? Who do you think would win?
Yeah, That's a real tough one.
Gotta say, my money's on Dwalin and his in Grasper and Keeper.
Grasper and Keeper, yeah, it would be hard to fight against. I think Dougal would play it a lot more cleverly than Dwalin, but Dwalin's sheer brute ferocity would possibly win that one. But then, listen, you know, if you've held a broadsword and a dirk in your hand, you
That's
know,
true.
It'd be hard to get close to somebody with one of those. And,
he does have the reach on him.
A broadsword can cut you in half.
That's true, yeah. Wow, those are huge weapons, eh? All right, I just got one last question, if that's cool with you.
Yep.
Actually, my brother wanted to ask you a question because you're his favorite dwarf in The Hobbit.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and his name's Jordan. And Jordan asked, what was it like to be in front of a green screen and, like, fighting against invisible characters who were later filled in with CGI afterward?
Some of that was very strange. But the great thing was that Peter was constantly giving the voices of the characters. So he was the dragon. You know, he was a band of orcs attacking us. He was a troll. Yeah, and that always, you'd think it would just be hilarious, but he really threw himself into it. You know, he'd be, you know, with the dragon, of course, we didn't even know what the dragon was going to look like.
Yeah.
So we had this big ball that we would look at on the green screen, and suddenly he would just be screaming, you know, he'd say, okay, you're looking around, there's the dragon! And, you know, we look up and we're sort of running and trying to get away. The dragon's chasing, rah, 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 all this kind of thing. And the fact that none of us actually just burst out laughing, a testimony to our commitment.
Yeah.
Because he absolutely loved it. He got into it so well. But yes, it's a weird thing. And also, we were fighting sometimes stunt guys dressed in green gimp suits.
Right.
That would then be, and that's pretty odd. Yeah, you know, these are all very, very kind of macho stuntmen who, you know, are dressed like gimps, and there's no getting away from it. That's what they look like. And that was, there were a few moments of hilarity in that.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to hear. I guess I'll let you go because you got to catch your flight back to New Zealand.
Yes.
And is there anything you'd like to say to your fans who are excited to see you at the Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo this year?
Well, I am equally excited to see them. Very excited to see Canadian representatives of the fans of the trilogy and of Outlander and of anything else. And I'll just need some direction towards the best places to enjoy a drink afterwards. That's my only request.
I'm sure we can help you out there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Graham.
All right, my pleasure.
Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.